This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
All right. Well,
I fucking hate this place.
It's not.
Sometimes I miss our bed.
Yeah.
And look. Don't worry about the bed thing.
No. Head to toe.
Head to toe is, I want to tell the mateys and the viewers out there, but I hate where we are. I hate this place, and I'm sick of being on the run. I'm really sick of it.
It's been a long couple of months for Mike and Tom. On the run from the Hostess Goons.
You think the Hostess Goons would just be like, we're done. I mean, who cares whether we catch the guys who brought us down? But they you know what? These big companies, you know what their downfall is? Their emotions, you know? It's always a story where, like, this guy, he's a CEO, he's got everything he wants, but he's the criminal. He's the guy that just, he wanted too much, and he slept with her, then he killed her.
Right. The reach exceeds the grasp, and that's certainly been the case with Hostess.
They want revenge, and that's the emotion that I'm having a hard time with.
The problem is, it's like you've been saying since we've been on the run, when they went down, rather than looking in the mirror, they looked at us and they said, oh, it's those guys that brought us down because of what they said on their podcast. No.
You guys were lazy and you should have looked at yourself in the mirror.
All right.
They should have looked at themselves in the mirror.
All right.
Hostess. All right, sorry.
You're tired?
I'm on edge.
We've been on the run for a few months now. I'm not going to say where we are. Suffice to say, we're at Mates Worldwide headquarters, which has become wherever we lay our fucking heads.
That's where we are. Wherever we lay our fucking heads has become our home. Our home. But you know what? Sometimes we lay our heads in a place that it's all right, you know?
Not this place.
Those three weeks in Canberra?
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
That was great. I'd never been to Wyoming.
Yeah, and Wyoming is like, I did some research when I was there, and it turns out 4 people live in Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
That is, how many electoral votes are you getting out of Wyoming if you have 4 people?
35.
See, that's incredible. Like 35 votes.
Right.
When Barack secured that state.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he did.
He didn't.
You were out of town.
He didn't.
We were out of town.
Yeah.
He didn't get Wyoming.
No. But when he did, boy. That was a triumph.
Look, my thing is with the recent election,
mm-hmm.
whether you're from one party side or another party side, I know you like snacks. People are all like, it's dividing America. No, it's not.
No. That's the one thing that's, I think, maybe holding this country together.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not saying we're in the country.
Look, we're... I feel like now we're in trouble a little bit.
Nah. I'm saying just this country...
Don't tell them... Don't say anything about Minnesota.
No. The one thing that's holding this country together...
The one uniting fabric...
Snacks. And the flag that Betsy... I mean, that fabric that the Betsy Ross designed. That's a great...
Yeah. No,
that's
flag,
a great fabric.
It's great. It's great fabric. That is sort of the fabric that's holding together, but also let's not discount snacks.
No. Welcome to Mike and Tom Eat Snacks, everybody.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
With my good friend, Magdalene Blick.
And my partner on the run, Tom Cavanaugh. We, look, yeah, we're on the run. Yeah, we're fighting for our lives. Yeah, people are dying. But we still got a job to do.
Well, you know what? It's not like people stopped reaching for snacks the second you and I jumped out the window, climbed up Justin Long to freedom on the next floor up, and grabbed a couple of snacks out of the non-rated snack bag on our way out. It's not like people stopped eating snacks when that happened.
The snack world doesn't stop spinning just because a couple of guys went a-missing.
Yeah, spinning and grinning. That's my motto.
Is that a new motto for you?
I just came up with that motto, and that's my new motto.
All right, so you're sticking with it. You came up with it?
Yep, and spinning and grinning.
All right.
But you know what?
Hmm?
I'm now discarding it.
All right, you had it.
I don't want to be grinning. I had the great 30 seconds with it, but I feel like if you're spinning and grinning, you're going to be like this.
You're going to look like a fucking idiot.
You're going to look like a fool, and everyone's going to be like, who's your grinning friend over there? And I got to be. I got to keep hitting them with the catchphrase, spinning and grinning, my man, spinning and grinning.
But the other half of that equation is, why is your grinning friend spinning?
Because the world keeps spinning. That's what he has to explain. But I feel like say I'm in a bus station in Minnesota, I'm not saying I am.
No.
I'm not saying I am. But say I'm in a bus station in Minnesota, and I have to say that more than 3 or 4 times, I'm going to take an axe to somebody.
Yeah.
I'm going to take an axe to somebody.
Probably your own damn self. The axe is probably going in your own damn forehead for going, oh, that's my motto. I'm spinning and grinning.
I feel like just knowing my own personality, I'll probably take a swipe at someone with the axe before I turn it on myself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. You're saying, knowing your personality, you'd probably take a swipe at somebody else before you turn it on yourself.
So you know what I'm saying.
I think I do.
And we don't have look, this is not a Paul Bunyan, Minnesota. Don't read anything in the fact that I have an axe. There's nothing to do with Minnesota, okay? It's not I have an axe, yes. It's got nothing to do with Minnesota.
No.
All right?
Thankfully, though.
What do you got?
I got a letter from Minnesota.
What? Don't read anything into that.
No.
Hostess.
We're on the run. We still get our mail.
Yeah. This one comes to us from Adam.
Dear Mike and Tom, I'm a guy who likes his nuts. I eat them a lot. I prefer them salty. But as I have heard you say before, they are even better in combination with something sweet, salty and sweet. Love it. Now, it goes on and on.
But you want to read here. I was reading this last night by a flashlight when we were hanging out there at the bottom of the bus station. I'm not saying we're in a bus station in Minnesota. All right. But he goes on and on. But the thing he says is, which I like. This is the thing I like.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, he closes with, I know this note wasn't clever or entertaining, but I just care about these snacks. I want to see if you guys would feel the same way because I respect your opinions. Look. Sometimes when someone goes, hey, assholes, rate a snack, I'm like, yep, I'm in. Thanks.
Sure.
Appreciate it. But this guy was just like, you know what? He's like, I am what I am. I'm not the funniest guy, but I do care about snacks. And you know what? There is a similarity of purpose there that I share with him. I like this. It's a honest and respectful. He also says, a shout out to my wife, Maria, who allowed me to utilize our shared funds to ship this to you guys. And now I suddenly feel like...
No, I'm feeling kind of bad.
Well, holy Hannah.
Because I can see on the box exactly how much they spent.
Yeah, and they're shared funds.
Yeah, $3.48 to ship it to us. Now I'm a little worried about Adam and Maria.
I'm specifically worried a little bit about Maria.
I mean,
because I'm feeling like,
so they split the cost. He's like, honey, I really want to do this. Would you split the cost with me to send this? How much is it? $3.48.
I can just see Maria. To what now? To who? Mm-hmm. Oh, except they're in Minnesota, so here's a Minnesotan accent. Te wadno. Te ho.
Right. That's actually...
I do accents. So look, don't even try it.
Well, that's one of the ways we've been able to stay on the run for so long, is, you know, you're like
I'll
that
just
guy...
I'll throw something out.
You're like that guy in the A-team who can just assume identities.
Yeah, they're like... Are you from here?
Right.
And I'm like, yes, I am. And they go, oh, yes, of course.
You're from there, yeah.
Yeah, because I can do any accent. Ask me to do an accent.
Do
throw anything out.
All right, Russian accent.
You want the Russian one?
As I like to see.
Yeah. Give me another one.
All right.
Anything. What do you got? Irish, Norwegian? Give me anything. I don't care.
Those are easy.
Yeah.
All right, I got one. Okay. I got one you haven't thought of.
Okay.
Irish.
Okay, here, check this out. Irish, all right? I'm just having a little pub drink.
Yeah, great.
Drink? See? And right away you think... Born and raised in...
County Cork.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems specifically County Cork to me.
Name an Irish town.
County
Cheyenne,
Cork.
Cheyenne.
County Cork.
Or County Cork town.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I it's just a gift. I have a gift. I was in Finland once, and then I remember a guy saying to me, I can't believe you're not from here.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm not from here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can just do it.
It's amazing.
I can just do it.
My gift is I'm very good with engines. So I can fix an engine.
Say, for example, oh, that's come in so handy.
Yeah.
When we got in, when those guys, those college kids
mm-hmm.
pulled up in that Jeep beside the gas station where we were, and we had to get out of there because the hostess guys were like tracking us down.
We jumped in that Jeep and we just went.
Yeah, but I was like, "How did you do that?"
Yeah,
and
I
you
like,
said
I
to me,
turned it, on.
"It was still running."
Yeah, I turned it on.
I'm like, "What? What?"
I threw it into gear and then we went.
I mean that right there.
I know.
For it was 12 hours on the road. I was like, "You just threw it into gear like that's a thing?"
Yeah.
And I didn't even remember. I think we went down like 5 hours of highway with me just saying, you're a guy that can just throw things into gear. And you explained to me as a kid.
I was like, yeah, as a kid, I learned how to drive.
Yeah.
And one of the things you learn is you just throw it into gear and then you go.
I'm like, what? Who are you?
Right.
Who are you?
This
you
is
know?
A thing you didn't know about me.
Shit. I was sitting in the passenger seat just shaking my head.
Yeah.
Shaking it. Because, I mean, I've seen you do a lot of things, but you jumped into that cockpit seat. You put your...
This is the driver's seat.
Oh, is that
driver's seat.
See, that's another thing. I'm like, he's like, no, this is the driver's
seat.
Yeah,
we call it the driver's seat.
You took your right hand, you grabbed some metallic thing,
uh-huh.
and you gave a clockwise twist of it with your wrist or something.
Yeah, well, the thing that you couldn't see...
What?
My foot was on the brake while I was doing that.
Stop!
And then I held...
Stop.
And then while I was doing that, I was holding the metal thing, and I threw it into gear.
What the hell?
And then we drove.
I mean, when we started moving, I was just like...
You were stunned.
You think you know a guy?
Nah. You were stunned.
I mean, I've taken a subway with you.
Sure.
I've taken a subway train.
Yeah.
You didn't throw that into gear. I thought I knew you.
Right.
I've taken an airplane trip with you.
Yeah.
You sat in a seat by me.
Yep.
You didn't throw the airplane into gear.
Nope.
Next thing you know, there we are, and you've thrown the vehicle into gear.
Yeah. So that's my skill.
Yeah, so that's your skill. You know everything there is to know about, like, as far as I can tell, engines and automotives
yep.
and...
Anything that goes.
You just do it.
Yeah. Like, say we need to go travel someplace by helicopter.
All right, okay.
So what I would do is, I'd find wherever the nearest helicopter place is.
Like a helipad.
Helipad, great. We'd get in,
yeah.
pay a guy, and then we would just go.
You can just do that?
Yeah, you can just pay a guy, and he'll just fly the thing for you, and they'll take you wherever you need to go.
You can do that?
Yeah, as long as it's within the helicopter's range.
With a helicopter?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Say we were just like, you know, outside of, name a town, St. Paul.
Okay.
Right? Okay, say we're just there, and all of a sudden, you notice there's a helipad mm-hmm. in the next county.
Okay.
So you could jump into an idling Jeep.
Yeah, throw it into gear.
Throw it into gear. Can't get over the
drive
gear.
To the helipad.
Throw it into gear. Drive to the helipad. Pay a guy.
Yeah.
And then have us fly, say, 20 miles over to the next county.
Sure, not a problem.
No. No!
Not a problem. As long as you have the money,
yeah,
not a problem. Or I have the money. Anybody could have the money. But you just pay that. You pay the helicopter pilot.
Yeah.
They'll fly you wherever you want to go. Like that.
See, I just...
I know. That's the thing. Like I know everything about engines.
It's like a veil is lifted. I didn't know you know anything about engines. Okay, let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
It's just crazy. Like, I'm going to throw it into, like, hyper gear, okay?
See, now you're throwing things into gear.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know the first thing about that. But say you had to go a long distance.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
How long?
Like, say you were going from Toronto
mm-hmm.
to, say, Saskatoon.
Okay. So that's pretty long.
Yeah, it's pretty long. Could you make that happen? You can't make that happen.
I can make it happen one of two ways.
Tell me.
I could take a bus.
What?
Yeah. Or I could take a plane.
What?
Yeah.
Well,
and I can tell you how to do either one of those things.
Okay. I'm going to trap you in a lie.
No.
Yeah.
I know. I'm telling you. I know everything about engines.
No way. Okay. Take the bus route. How would you do it? How would that happen?
All right, so I'm in Toronto.
You think I was going to ask, right?
No, I'll tell you exactly how I would do it.
Yeah, you're in Toronto.
All right, I'm in Toronto.
You're going to Saskatoon.
First thing I do is I go, I say to somebody, or I, or there's a different ways to do this, but I find out where the nearest bus station is.
Okay, all right. That was an unexpected first step, but go on.
Uh-huh. I go to the bus station.
No. What?
I find out when there's a bus going from Toronto.
How are you going to find that out?
I ask.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
I ask.
Okay.
Hey, right. When's the next bus to Saskatoon? It's even in 45 minutes.
Whoa.
Okay.
This is soon.
So now you're thinking to yourself, all right, how do I know which bus? Which bus am I going to get on? What am I going to do?
What am I going to do when the bus is off?
Oh, then the bus isn't on. There's nobody around.
You're never going
to
get it.
All right. I say, I'll take a ticket. I'll take a ticket to Saskatoon. I pay them. They give me a ticket. I say, where's it leaving from? They tell me. I go to the place.
What?
I go to the place where it's leaving from.
Where the bus is leaving
from? Where there's a bus leaving from. I got on the goddamn bus. I sit down. Some guy drives me to Saskatoon.
Oh, God. This is crazy. That might just work. That would work, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And then you would end up in Saskatoon, you think?
Yeah, probably. Probably, if I got on the right bus. And we didn't get, you know,
I just feel like you got
lucky. Say the bus. All right, here's... I'll throw in a wrinkle for you.
Okay.
Say the bus breaks down on the way to Saskatoon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Engine's on fire. Yeah.
Can that happen? An engine can get on fire?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
There's a flat.
This is dangerous.
Oh, terribly dangerous. Bus pulls over.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
You die. You're going to die.
No.
What?
No.
You're dead.
No. No. Here's what I do.
Tell me.
I hang out. The driver has a phone. He calls the bus company. They send another bus.
No.
We all get on the bus.
No,
we go to Saskatoon.
That doesn't happen. Yeah. No way.
That happens. More than you think.
Your bus...
The bus breaks down. I know everything about engines, Tom. The bus breaks down. We're still going to Saskatoon. I don't even give a shit about the engine at this point.
I never would have thought that...
I stay in the bus because it's cold out, and I let the driver deal with it.
Man.
He calls. They send another
bus.
You
don't even get cold, and you don't die?
Nah.
You end up in Saskatoon?
Yeah.
See, I just don't know anything
about it. It takes longer. Because I got to deal with it.
But you end up in Saskatoon anyway?
I got to deal with this whole mess.
You really?
I don't even get my hands dirty.
You really know way more about engines than
yeah, but
anybody.
You know a lot about accents. That's true.
I do.
See, that's a great accent.
But you couldn't get. But you said you could get there by plane. You can't get there by plane.
I do the same thing I did with the bus, but with the
you
with
go
an
and get a ticket.
Yeah.
On a plane.
Yeah.
And find out where the plane is leaving.
Basically, what I'm doing is
plane.
Basically what I'm going to do. My strategy for the airplane is I'm going to pay a guy to fly me.
Just like the helicopter guy.
Yeah. I'm just going to pay a guy.
You know so much about engines.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. You know what? This is why we're a good team. Because we go on the lam, and I just disguise us by talking like this, and every accent I just adapt to wherever we are like that. And then you know everything there's
I'm the guy about engines. That's why they call me Wheels. I'm the guy.
They call you Wheels.
If it's got wheels,
perfect name
I can take care of it. You know? And that's why they call you Tongues.
Yeah, because if it's got a tongue... If it needs a tongue...
I can take care of it.
Yeah, tongues. Tongues and wheels. Wheels and tongues, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Wheels and tongues.
Tongues isn't as good a nickname, I'll admit.
It's good in conjunction with wheels.
Yes, it's good with wheels, and it's good
wheels
when you explain
it. Wheels is kind of good on its own.
Great name by its own.
Wheels!
Tongues.
Hey, Wheels!
Yeah!
Hey, what time are we out?
15:30.
Got it. Tongues. When's the chow ready? You know, that's that guy. Mm-hmm. Tongues is just kind of like, Tongues is working in the back.
Yeah.
Tongues is kind of in the back. Tongues is not even, like, people don't even call him that.
They don't want to call
him
that.
Hey, guy.
Hey, guy. It's Tongues.
Can you get rid of that stuff? Take it out?
Yeah. Just get rid of that stuff,
hey,
guy.
Call me Tongues. Sure, guy.
You know what I call somebody? But, hey, that's your nickname. You got to live with it.
Well, it's because of the skill that I have.
So I
like the nickname. I'm having a lot of trouble getting people to call me that.
When it's in context, that's a great nickname.
People are more than happy to call me Tongues if they say Wheels End first, mm-hmm. but nobody just wants to call me Tongues.
Nah.
I can't say I completely blame them.
I definitely don't blame them.
You don't blame them. So there we are anyway. We're not in Minnesota, or we are. It doesn't matter because we're on the lam, so we're not going to give it away. But they got different Minnesota-specific snacks here. There's a company. Here, let me tell you what I like about the company. Pearson's. They've crowned themselves.
Yeah, there's a crown.
They write Pearson's, and then in the middle of Pearson's, they got a little crown. You see that?
Yeah, right above the R, and there's a crown.
Right away, I'm like, I guess I'll try your product. I mean, you've crowned yourself.
Well, it's royal.
So you know, literally royalty is going to eat this.
Now, I've had this before. Now, you know my wife is
sure,
from Minnesota.
She's from there.
She likes
you
this stuff.
Haven't seen your wife in...
Months.
Months.
And best thing for our marriage.
You told me that for the first 3-4 months, she wasn't aware you were gone. Is that true?
Well, what happened is I finally got to a phone, called her, said, "Don't worry, baby, I'm not dead." And she's like, "I didn't even realize you were gone."
That is crazy. Isn't that crazy?
It hurt my feelings a little bit.
Yeah, because you'd want your spouse to know you were gone if you've been gone 4 months.
Just now, opened up the Pearson's salted nut roll.
Yeah.
And what you got there is...
These guys are presentation. They're like, they're just going to eat it.
Why we got to make it look pretty?
I mean, really, look at this. Folks, if you can find a way to pick yourself up a Pearson's nut roll, because that's what we're about to embark upon here in our snack adventure. Mine is kind of like ripped open at the front.
Well, it's showing you the inside. It's showing you the nougat.
Yeah. These guys have just, like, you can see the process right in front of you. They've thrown some nougat. They've covered it with a little bit of caramel, and then they've thrown nuts at it. I get a feeling there's some guy, he's just
throwing
handfuls.
It's
not even like a
nuts.
Machine.
No.
I feel like it's a guy throwing nuts, like, and hoping it sticks to the nougat, and not really caring whether it does. The nougat placement is haphazard. Mm-hmm. It's completely thin on one part and incredibly thick on another part of mine, leading to believe it's not a uniform. Like somebody's pouring nougat, and then another guy's throwing nuts over that person. It kind of makes me like him even more.
Yeah, there's no machinery involved. This is artisanal candy.
Like it was sitting. It soaked down to the bottom here. You see how like on the top.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of fallen off the top, and it has, you know, it has accumulated on the bottom. Yeah, it's literally like a child, you know, if you had a little child cooking class, and they threw this together.
Well,
and then they're like, what is it? It's a nut roll.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not called whatchamacallit. It's not called Bat Cave. It's a nut roll.
First bite, which I just took,
yeah, you loved
didn't
it.
Even have the nougat.
Oh, you didn't get any nougat in it?
To me, if you're going to have a nougat candy, it's got to go all the way through. My nougat starts a little bit in. See that? See that little tube of nougat right there?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Didn't even start with nougat.
Oh. Well.
I'm going to take a bite.
Well, you know what? I don't love it. I don't hate it. It's a lot of salt.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, the salt...
It's not sweet enough.
And the nougat, they're not quite lining up right.
Nope.
There's something in the DNA that's just a little off.
I can tell you exactly what it is.
What is it?
I think they're saving some pennies on the nougat.
Uh-huh.
And the nougat, the ingredient that they left out in the nougat, taste.
Uh-huh.
And because the nougat comprises so much of this nut roll, there's no power to it. And so your nuts dominate. I'm going to leave that one to the amateurs. Your nuts dominate, and yet the nougat is the largest part of the bite.
That's right. You're getting a lot of nougat texture.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But you're not getting any nougat flavor.
That's right. So the flavor comes from...
Really just the nuts.
The rib of caramel.
Well, the caramel's not really giving you that much either.
And the caramel is not... They're saving them some pennies on the caramel, too,
mm-hmm.
I think. You know, it's like they're watering it down with bland number 5, throwing some salted nuts out there.
All that being said, I don't hate it.
I don't hate it either. No.
I could easily eat a salted nut roll.
Yeah. This is a combination of taste that I love. I'm aware that I'm getting the C-team here, but anytime you start offering me... a salt and sweet combo, my ears perk up. They're just like perk like that. Offer me a salt.
Hey,
sweet.
Buddy,
mm-hmm.
Tongues.
Yeah.
You want a salt and sweet combo?
Perk.
Oh, look at that.
See?
Mm-hmm. Your ears perked right up there.
They perk right up when you say salt sweet. I'm like, this is something that I'm interested in.
And yet, salted nut roll from Pearson's, not quite delivering the goods.
Well.
Not it's everything it says it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Just not quite the way you want it.
Mm-hmm. But Pearson's, I get the sense, is like, I don't care. I'm not looking to be...
I'm royalty.
I'm not Cadbury, man.
Right.
I crown myself. I'm hanging out here in Minnesota.
I'm the emperor of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. I'm not... I'm like the Minnesotans.
Uh-huh.
I'm like No frills. You know, I don't get a machine to do the work. I'll do it myself.
Right. You know? I got a handful of nuts right here.
Mm-hmm.
Some machine's going to do this better than me.
Some machine's going to throw nuts better than I throw nuts? Nope. No. Nope. And even if they do, they won't know that they worked hard to throw those nuts.
I got my boys throwing nuts.
Mm-hmm. Listen.
I got my cousin Randy throwing nuts. Everybody's throwing nuts.
My granddaddy threw nuts before me. My great-granddaddy threw nuts. My whole family's thrown nuts.
Right. We've thrown nuts for 150 years.
We come from a long line of nut throwers, and we're proud of it. Now, another little concession that I also enjoy is somewhere along the line, they've taken a little yellow triangle and stamped their wrapper with a good source of protein.
Yeah.
They're not really throwing protein in, but they're putting this stamp on it. I feel someone said to Merv, hey, Merv, you know, there's a protein component to nuts.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And Merv said, all right, then. Let's get together a little stamp, and we'll just put that right on it.
Put that right on the wrapper there.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, it's fine. It's like a lot of things from Minnesota.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's not too big for its britches.
No. I mean...
Yeah,
it's just... It was made in a kitchen somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Someone threw some nuts at some caramel that was sort of covering some nougat in some places.
Yeah.
And you got your nut roll. It really kind of does feel like, you know...
You know what
that your aunt walked out with a tray.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these
who wants nut roll?
Yeah, who wants nut roll? And there was like...
You know, it's Aunt Judy's famous nut roll.
12 of these things, and Aunt Judy comes out with... You know, nut roll. And you're like, great, Aunt Judy.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Look, Aunt Judy isn't going to start... It's not going to be a success story where suddenly it's like Aunt Judy's. You see Aunt Judy's oatmeal cakes and nut rolls in every store.
No.
Everyone knows Aunt Judy is doing it for the family.
But in this case, Aunt Judy put a fucking crown on her head. And she's like, oh, I'm going to sell these at the store.
Well, Aunt Judy's a little bit that way, you know. Aunt Judy's,
Aunt Judy's a little touched.
Uh-huh.
She's always throwing nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And this time they stuck.
Mm-hmm. I love Aunt Judy. Look.
Everybody loves Aunt Judy. Mm-hmm. Aunt Judy Pearson.
Mm-hmm. She crowned herself. She made some nut rolls, and good on her. The next thing.
Same company.
Yeah. Now, I want to say they're not venturing too far away from Aunt Judy's comfort zone. Because what we have here is the nut. That was a nut roll we just consumed. The next thing we want to look at from Pearson's that has crowned itself is Nut Goody.
Yeah.
Real milk chocolate nut clusters. They're like over there at Pearson's. You know what's good?
Nuts.
Nuts. You know what else is good? Sugar.
Yeah.
So let's combine nuts with some kind of sugar. What kind of sugar you got?
I got clusters.
Good. There you go. Now, somewhere along the line, because they wrote somewhere along on the top of the package, they wrote the original, were they right?
The original flavor.
The original flavor.
I think Pearson started with Nut Goodies and then expanded to Salted Nut Roll, because this one's the original flavor. It says so right there on the package. And
where did someone
start? The same attention to detail has gone into the Nut Goody as goes into the Salted Nut Roll. There's no uniformity in terms of
look at yours.
Shape.
Mine is shaped like a little bit of a lopsided house. Yours is shaped...
Mine
more
is
like a circle.
Almost. So mine is almost circular.
But combine these two. Put them together like that. There is no... even different colors even.
There's just, lighter than the yours. Quality control at the Pearson's company is not what we've come
or
to expect.
Lack thereof.
And maybe it's a good thing. You know, it's got that homemade, as I said, artisanal quality to it.
You open a Ritz, a package of Ritzes, every single one of them gall dang Ritzes is going to look exactly the same.
Oh, down to the number of salt crystals on the cracker.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You open up a Pearson's nut product, you don't know what you're going to get.
Whatever Aunt Judy was feeling that day, that's what you're going to get.
You might get a nut goodie, you might get a salted nut roll.
Whatever she's whipping up in the kitchen is going to be good enough for you.
You might get half a finger. You don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah. I'm sure there are times when Aunt Judy is like, you know what? That's the nail. Oh, well. She doesn't fish it out of there.
It's not what I thought it was going to be.
Okay, so you just took a bite. Now, folks, what we're talking about with the Nut Goody original flavor is someone dumped a bunch of chocolate on some nuts. Kind of looks a little bit like a cookie.
Mm-hmm.
But Magic just took a bite and says it is not what he thought. So I have a opinion of what this is going to taste like in my head. So I'm going to venture forth.
Not goody.
That's about what I thought it was going to be.
I didn't realize that the nut goody, when they say real milk chocolate nut clusters, I guess what I thought was the nut cluster would be something more than just chocolate, than just like cheap chocolate. Oh, there is something else. All right.
You took a big bite, but not a big enough bite because you never know what you're going to get. I thought you were about to say, I thought it was chocolate through and through like we both thought.
Uh-huh.
Then we took a next bite and...
turns out there's nougat in there. They've got three ingredients at the Beersons Company. You've got nuts.
Start with the nougat. Pour some chocolate or caramel on it. Throw some nuts in it. Boom. What more do you want?
Done.
Nut cluster, nut goody. What do you want? Doesn't matter. Mood for chocolate?
They've also got bun bars.
No.
I don't know what the bun bar is, but I'm very curious.
Where are you seeing that?
On the back, it says maker of bun bars.
Mm, man.
I suspect... it's some combination of chocolate, caramel, nuts, and nougat.
I think the bun bar probably has some nougat in it. But I think they might also have something else in there.
What?
A wheat ingredient. Because it's a bun bar. I
tell you, I like the nut goody better than I like the salted nut roll.
I like the chocolate nut goody part better than the nut roll, but overall I like the nut roll better because I do not care for
the nougat?
Soft nougat in the, what the hell, whatever.
The nut goody. To me.
I can just see Adam at home going,
oh, he's
Maria going, that's what we spent our money on?
Right.
These two yamos?
And Adam says, I'm sorry, baby, I'm sorry. I'll work another shift.
They don't even like it, Adam.
I'll pull a double.
Adam, they don't even like it.
Baby, I'm so sorry. I'll pull a double and I'll give you all the tips.
You know what? You know what? Maybe it's time for us to rethink this relationship.
No, baby.
These two ass people. Don't you dare. She almost said assholes.
Mm-hmm.
Catch that?
Ass people, she said.
Ass people. Look, Adam, Maria, let me make it clear. We do like it.
Mm-hmm.
We do like it, all right? Look, these...
don't break up your marriage because of what we think.
These funds were wisely spent, and moreover, the humility that you exhibited, Adam, is the kind of thing that carries the day. And if Hostess had a little more humility...
Why do you gotta goad them? Why do you gotta goad them?
Because look at me. Look at me.
I know.
I'm sitting here in a stupid bus station in Minnesota.
Jesus,
Tom. I don't care. What are they gonna do? I don't care. What are you gonna do, Hostess? What are you gonna... What's that guy doing?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, for fuck's sakes. Look.
Let's just do a quick ratings.
We gotta wrap this up.
Get the fuck out of here.
All right. Okay, I'm packing up. You go first. I'll pack up.
All right. Ratings for me.
I'm packed.
Ratings.
Yeah, you need really nothing to pack.
I'm packed. I'll go ratings. Because, you know...
Let me pack up.
Okay. All right. So,
ratings...
Yeah. Pearson's and Aunt Judy. It's nice to come across a homegrown snack where you can just about see the person, like, throwing the stuff on the pan... grabbing a handful of nuts in her unwashed hands and just throwing them at the caramel or the chocolate, be it a goodie or a nut roll, you know. And you know what? It's good enough.
It's fine.
Right. Was that once considered the possible state nickname for Minnesota? I'm not sure. It's fine.
Could be on the license plates.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got 10,000 lakes, but
it's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, but you have a lot of cold. It's good enough. Good enough for us. Now, look, good stock the people down there.
Great stock.
I don't feel we're getting a lot of hits from Minnesota. No. And I'm happy to have Adam and Maria. Guys, stay together. Stay together. Look, we got to wrap this up. Suddenly there's some movement over there. I don't know what that guy, he stands out in the crowd. No one else is wearing a suit in a bus station in Minnesota. So, Nut Roll and because you're so similar, I'm throwing you guys together over there at Pearson's. Nut Roll and Nut Goody. I love the fact that I feel like I could have made this snack. I'm appreciative of the effort. I like the fact that you're not really catering to me, and I get the sense that you don't give a one rat's ass what I rate you. I like the combination. I feel like help me out here, Magic.
Salty is the word.
This guy's really distracting me. Sweet and salty. I like that. I like that combination a lot. I feel the combination in this instance is about as haphazard and unthought through as you can make that combination. So it's the lowest bar I can imagine. and in a strange way, I love that low bar because I can see Aunt Judy. She's like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Throwing the nuts all day long. She's got the right arm out and she's just throwing nuts.
And she's making it out of love. That's the thing you got to know about Aunt Judy.
And I appreciate that. And that's why I give it a 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you zagged when 6. I thought you were going to get...
I just took a second bite and I'm like, what the fuck? That's not a 7. That's a strong 6.
All right.
Sweet and salty for me, as you know. You throw sweet and salt, you're starting at a 5.
Right.
I'm like, bring it, mm-hmm. sweet and salt. But, and I like the, like you say, you add love to that? Pretty nice. Hostess, you could have done with a little more.
Hey.
They didn't have any L-O-V. They didn't have any L-O-V. And that's the problem. They didn't have any L-O-V. And that's why we're in a fucking bus station in fucking Minnesota. Okay, go ahead and I'll pack up. Packed.
Oh, yeah, fuck. For me, I got to rate them separate because I experience them separately. They're different. You know, it's like a Taco Bell. It's all the same ingredients, but I'm tasting them totally differently.
Uh-huh.
Salted nut roll. You know, you came strong out of the gate. Not so much. You came strong, not so much. I took a bite. Well, because I take a bite and I'm thinking, oh, that's strong. But then as soon as my teeth come together and I realize not so much, it's not so much. I like you in theory.
I like you in theory. It's nice.
I like your haphazard attitude, but it's a lot to overcome. I give you 4.5. Nut Goody, mm-hmm. who I thought, not so strong out of the gate. I looked at your sad and misshapen body. And I thought, oh, that's not going to taste good. Sometimes the saddest, most misshapen things are, in fact, the most delicious. This isn't one of those times.
Go.
Okay, I got to wrap this up. We gotta get out of here.
Why are you wearing sunglasses at night? Go.
I give you a 5.5.
Not bad. Not bad.
Not a bad rating.
Not bad for Pearson's.
Right.
Not bad for Pearson's. I think they can, you know.
They can work with that.
Look, we got to go.
We got to go.
This is crazy.
The thing is, we're getting on a bus, and I'm going to – I know everything about engines.
What? Are we getting on a bus?
Just trust me.
We're just going to sit there.
No. Trust me.
No.
The bus is off. We paid it. There's a guy who's going to turn the bus on and drive.
If I sat beside you when you did that masterful thing, the engines, where you put something in gear, I would doubt you completely. But okay, we're on a bus.
I'll see you next week.
I hope so.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.